On Wednesday's front page, President Obama is sending 1,200 National Guard troops to the Mexican border. They'll help law enforcement officers already working there. There were warning signs before the Deepwater Horizon rig exploded in the Gulf. And the Whitney Museum is planning a new museum downtown. The new building in the Meatpacking District is scheduled to open in 2015. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says President Obama is sending 1,200 National Guard troops to the Mexican border. Several Republican lawmakers have been demanding that. The president is also expected to announce he's increasing spending for law enforcement. Homeland Security officials say the troops will provide support for law enforcement officers already working along the border. They'll be stationed in four states for a year. White House officials say it's not certain exactly when they'll arrive. In the hours before the Deepwater Horizon oil rig exploded in the Gulf of Mexico last month, there were warning signs that something was terribly wrong. A congressional committee says the red flags included pressure readings suggesting gas was bubbling into the well. Hearings in Louisiana later in the week may help clear up some of the uncertainties about what happened on the day of the accident, including who was making the decisions. Here in New York, the Whitney Museum is planning a new museum downtown. After 25 years of false starts, the Whitney's board voted to begin construction in the Meatpacking District. The new building will be completed by 2015. The board also agreed to sell a group of brownstones adjacent to the Whitney's building on Madison Avenue. It's also selling its annex around the corner. Also on Wednesday's front page, Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan's dealings with Lawrence Summers. He's now President Obama's top economic advisor. He used to be the president of Harvard. She used to be the dean of the law school there. She persuaded him to abandon an unpopular plan to move the law school. But she kept her distance when he faltered, and she made no bones about trying to succeed him when he was forced to resign. In Pakistan, people say the suspect in the failed Times Square car bombing was planted by a think tank that controls everything in the U.S., including President Obama. Times reporter Sabrina Tavernisi says conspiracy theory is a national sport in Pakistan, and that feeds the tendency to blame the U.S. for anything and everything. Pakistanis sense that they're always the victim is a big obstacle as the U.S. tries to build a stronger alliance. Also on Wednesday's front page, the new face of vending machines. Futuristic vending machines in airports and hotels have touchscreens instead of buttons. Times reporter Stephanie Rosenblum says they're selling high-end products at high prices.
A lot of it has to do with this rise of the self-service nation. You know, we started out many years ago where we'd have someone behind a counter who would ask you what you want, collect your items for you, give it to you. Then we evolved to the point where we go through a grocery store, pick out our own groceries. And now we've moved to a place where people are so comfortable with shopping online. We get our cash from ATMs. It's a culture that, you know, a lot of times people want self-service. And a number of studies have found, especially young people, prefer to do that. They feel they're controlling the consumer experience more.
Times reporter Stephanie Rosenblum. Inside Wednesday's Times, North and South Korea accelerated their diplomatic confrontation over the sinking of that South Korean warship. The South is designating the North an archenemy, and North Korea is severing its remaining ties with the South. Times reporter Mark Landler says no additional American combat forces or warships have been moved into the region. Here in New York, real estate executives are pointing to signs the market is bottoming out. Besides a wave of foreign investment in Manhattan hotels, residential sales are picking up. One real estate developer is about to start construction on a $1.3 billion skyscraper on West 57th Street. At just over 1,000 feet, it'll climb past Trump World Tower as the tallest residential building in the city. In Connecticut, former Republican Congressman Rob Simmons suspended his campaign for the Senate. He was once considered the GOP's likeliest candidate. His departure clears the way for former World Wrestling Entertainment executive Linda McMahon to face Democrat Richard Blumenthal. He's been under fire since the Times reported last week that he sometimes claimed he'd served in Vietnam. He was actually stateside in the Marine Reserves. Will Simon Cowell's departure from American Idol sink the show? He's caustic, he's cocky, and Times reporter Brian Stelter says Idol wouldn't be the most popular reality show without him.
His attitude and his style is the reason why many people tune in. So now the pressure is on Fox, which has seen American Idol slowly lose its audience, even though it's still number one, to come up with a replacement by next January when the 10th season of Idol starts. Howard Stern says he's in the running, although that's pretty hard to believe. Other people have suggested that Tommy Mottola, who headed Sony Music for 15 years because they needed someone with music experience, they have to find someone who can lead that table of judges. And analysts are saying it's not going to be an easy decision for Fox.
Times reporter Brian Stelter. Two of the summer's biggest tours have disappeared from the calendar. U2 postponed 16 shows, and Christina Aguilera put off 20. For the concert business, summer is like Christmas for retailers. Live Nation, which is promoting both tours, merged with Ticketmaster earlier in the year. Investment analysts say Live Nation's sheer size will minimize the damage to its bottom line. U2 wants to give Bono time to recover from back surgery. Ms. Aguilera says she's too busy with a new album and a movie. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. I'm James Barron.